starts the Goa Football League. 4 months, 8 teams, great football, and for the first time in India, match updates only on your Hutch mobile. Quick, simply SMS GFL to 123 now.
Looks like Dempo Sports Club are used to giving heartaches to their fans. Today was no different when the core of Signals played the match of their lives against the reigning champions. Dempo opened the scoring in the 10th minute when Jerry Sirsanga headed home off a corner from Clifford Miranda. Just 5 minutes later, Signal man SK Murshid's long-range shot found the net, much to the surprise and shock of the Dempo defence. The 33rd minute saw the core of Signals take a shock lead through a self-goal from Valerian Ribello, who found his own net trying to clear across from Surjit Mondal. So that goal carried the core of Signals till the end of regulation time to give them not only a shock victory but also their first win in the Hutch Goa Football League. So the final score at Nehru Stadium, Fathorda: core of Signals 2, Dempo Sports Club 1. Man of the match, Bimal Kumar Das of the core of Signals, for his great performance under the bar.
One team among the first four in the Hutch Goa Football League and the other among the last four. Yes, at Tilak Grounds, Vasco, it was former champs Salgaonkar Sports Club versus Velsampale Sports Club. It was Savio Madeira's boys who found the net first when in the very 12th minute, Agnello Barreto headed home a goal off a corner kick from Francis Andrade. Salgaonkar went into interval leading 1-0, and then in the 56th minute of the second half, Patrick Okonji added to his individual tally when he scored after receiving a nice pass from Agnello Barreto. Velsampale reduced the margin in the 61st minute when Desmond Fernandez scored off a pass from Francis Noronha. So it was Salgaonkar winning the match 2-1 against Velsampale. Man of the match, Nicolau Culasso.
After yet another round in the Hutch Goa Football League, here are the standings. Sporting Club da Goa in first place with 22 points, followed by Churchill Brothers with 21 points. Former champion Salgaonkar Sports Club with 20 points in third place, and reigning champions Dempo Sports Club with 19 points in fourth place. The other four in the Hutch Goa Football League are Vasco Sports Club with 14 points, Velsampale with 11 points, Raya Sporting 10 points, and the core of Signals, who got their first win today with 5 points at the bottom of the league. Our Hutch personality tonight is former player Yuriko Mascarenhas.
What do you think is the standard of the Goa Football League now compared to earlier years? And how do you think what is the performance of the younger breed of players?
Earlier, there was a lot of enthusiasm, you know. At that time, there was no money. But now there is so much of money, but there are no results. You can hardly see one good player coming up from the first side. Normally, today, you don't see good players like Camilo Gonçalves, Mauricio Alfonso.
Why would you say that? Why is it happening like this?
Because today's generation doesn't want to work hard. They want, everything easy. They don't want to put in a little bit of hard work.
Yurik, you as a former player yourself, tell us one or two of your most memorable matches.
One was during the Federation Cup in Coimbatore, where we beat JCT 2-0. One is the Bandarkar Gold Trophy in the final. We beat Salgaonkar in the tiebreaker.
We many times think that you as a talented footballer had a premature end to your career. Do you agree?
Yeah, I fully agree with you. I don't do backbiting and all that, but that's the reason why I gave up football.
Hutch kickstarts the Goa Football League. 4 months, 8 teams, great football, and for the first time in India, match updates only on your Hutch mobile. Quick, simply SMS GFL to 123 now.
Now here is Savio with some Hutch tracking trivia.
In tracking trivia tonight, we track down the now defunct MRF Soccer Foundation. Madras Rubber Factory entered the football arena in Goa when it took over Varka Sports Club, a first division league side, in 1986-87. It was known as MRF Varka Sports Club, but subsequently it was named as the MRF Soccer Foundation. MRF became a strong side when it acquired the services in 1988 of Savio Madeira, Hercules Gomes, Cyril Dias, Mariano Dias and Mario Suarez, who all left Salgaonkar to join MRF. They claimed the Goa championships when they won the Super League in 1989. They defeated Dempo by a solitary second half goal scored by international Ashok Fatte in the crucial match to finish at the top of the Super League. If you are interested in tracking trivia relating to Indian football, drop us a line at Hutch Goa Football League Update, PO Box 234, Panjim, Goa.
Don't forget to catch the Hutch Goa Football League updates tomorrow when we bring you updates of the Vasco versus Churchill Brothers match to be played at Tulare.
So that was the Hutch Goa Football League update presented by Bambino Dias and me, Savio Noruna, with inputs from Sudhakar Shanbag at Nehru Stadium, Fathorda, and Saurabh Lamani at Tilak Grounds, Vasco.
Hutch kickstarts the Goa Football League. 4 months, 8 teams, great football, and for the first time in India, match updates only on your Hutch mobile. Quick, simply SMS GFL to 123 now.